belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change, and that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. Be firm in thy religion as long as thou keepest me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salamun alaikum, brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, and inshallah, Allah accept all of your ibadah and worship and fasting. Today, in this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about returning to Allah, and we're going to speak about istighfar or repentance. Be with us.
Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah.
في سجدة للجبال في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
Today, Thursday, is the 17th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 9th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, let's listen to chapter Al-Jum'ah, verse 8.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
Say, indeed, the death from which you flee, indeed, it will meet you. Then you will be returned to the knower of the unseen and the witnessed, and he will inform you about what you used to do.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One whose record is clean will not fear of addition of his records. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says, by Allah, the son of Abu Talib, that means Ali, loves death more than his mother's breast. When the most wretched Ibn Muljim struck him a blow on his head and thereby split it, he cried, by the Lord of the Kaaba, I was saved. He elsewhere says that the death is sweeter than honey, particularly for the friends of Allah Almighty, who are virtuous and are close unto Him. Dua for the 17th day of the month of Ramadan.
Allahumma ihdini fihi li salihil a'mal waqdi li fihi al-hawa'ij wal-amal ya man la yahtaju تفسير والسؤال يا عالما بما في صدور العالمين صل على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
O Allah, on this day guide me towards righteous actions, fulfill my needs and hopes. O one who does not need explanations nor questions, O one who knows what is in the chests of the people of the world, bless Muhammad and his family, the pure.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله الله يا ربي يا الله.
Ramadan, the month of istighfar. All of us are sinful. We commit sins and don't even realize how we are suffering from their consequences. Our sins are not just between us and Allah. They directly impact our families, communities, and ultimately the entire ummah. Sins take us far away from Allah and incur His anger and punishment. Sins remove barakah and weaken the heart and the body. Sins deprive us from doing good deeds, prevent our du'as from being accepted, result in a horrible death, and lead to suffering in the hereafter, since are like a chain around the neck of the sinner. One can only be released from it through istighfar, seeking forgiveness and tawbah, or repentance.
Seeking forgiveness for sins, the best prayer in the holy month of Ramadan. The commander of the faithful, peace be upon him, asks the Prophet, which deed is the most virtuous in this month? In response, he says, abstinence from what is forbidden by Allah. Avoiding sins and divine prohibitions takes precedence over positive and obligatory acts. It prevents the soul and heart from becoming tainted. These individuals also abstain from sinning. Thus, it encompasses fasting, recitation of the Holy Quran, prayer and remembrance of Allah, and abstaining from sins. This combination brings a person closer to what Islam regards as ethical and proper conduct. When these acts are performed, a person's heart is cleansed of malice. The spirit of sacrifice and altruism is revived within. Helping the needy and the poor becomes easier, and overlooking one's own material loss for the benefit of others becomes natural. Therefore, you see that in Ramadan, crime and violence decrease, charitable acts increase, and love among community members grows more than at other times. This is due to the blessings of this divine banquet. Some people fully benefit from Ramadan, while others do not. They benefit from some aspects, but deprive themselves of others. A Muslim's effort in this month should be to maximize the benefits from this divine feast and attain Allah's mercy and forgiveness.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
A sincere tawbah. Ramadan is the month of tawbah, or repentance, a month of truly turning with one's heart to Allah and humbly apologizing to Him. We should dedicate time in Ramadan to reflect on all the sins we have committed throughout our lives. We should feel very bad at having sinned, and we should reflect on our negligence in worshiping Allah. We should think over how kind and generous Allah is to us, and how we use these very same blessings to disobey Him. We should think about how Allah, As-Sattar, the concealer of sins, does not expose us despite the multitude of our sins. This should fill our hearts with a deep sense of shame and remorse. Now, for tawbah or repentance to be sincere, we have to, 1, stop committing the sin, 2, feel a deep sense of regret and remorse over the sin, and 3, firmly resolve to never return to that sin.
يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين
ومضات Allah loves to forgive. There is no one who forgives like Allah, no matter what we may have done. Allah is waiting for us to turn to him with sincerity and humility and beg him to forgive us. He's Al-Ghafoor, the all-forgiving, and Al-Ghaffar, the most forgiving. As humans, we struggle to forgive each other. Good. Allah, on the other hand, does not only conceal and forgive, but he also changes their evil deeds into good ones. Moreover, he showers us with worldly blessings as a result of us seeking forgiveness, including wealth, children, and strength.
Emphasizing on seeking forgiveness, asking forgiveness for sins, mistakes, and slips, whether they are minor sins or major sins, it is crucial that in this month we cleanse our hearts of rust, purify ourselves from contaminations, wash ourselves clean, and this is possible through seeking forgiveness. Therefore, in numerous traditions, it is said that the best prayer or the foremost among prayers is seeking forgiveness, asking for forgiveness from the Lord. Forgiveness is for everyone, even the Prophet, that exalted human being, would seek forgiveness. Now, seeking forgiveness for people like us is for a certain type of sins. These conventional and ordinary sins and animalistic inclinations within us are what we colloquially call the sins of herdsmanship, clear and obvious sins. For some, their seeking of forgiveness is not for such sins. It is for omitting what is more important. Some do not even omit the more important things, but they seek forgiveness, which is for the inherent and natural shortcomings of a possible human being, before the greatness of the sacred essence of the Lord. Seeking forgiveness for lack of complete knowledge, which is for the saints and the great ones.
That's all for this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for joining us, and inshallah we'll meet you soon. Believe you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي،
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, please. us for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Well, we have a right to ask questions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a lot of questions, and definitely every servant has a right to ask questions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can ask from Allah, oh Allah, why there's a Ramadan? Why this month of fasting? Well, every mu'min has right. Every mu'min has right to ask questions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is good. There's no issue with it. And those who want to find the answers, why this is wajib, why that is mustahab, why this is haram, why that is makruh, there is a beautiful book from Shaykh Saduq, Rizwanullah alayh, Ilal al-Sharayah. If you want to know the reasons why this is wajib, why that is haram, why this is mustahab, why that is makruh, we have to buy this book and start reading this book. This book contains a lot of beautiful hadith. Well, today we are going to discuss about this beautiful hadith, which is from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, "Innama summiya al-Ramadan li'annahu yarmidu al-zunub." We all have a bunch of sins on our shoulders. We all have done, or we all have committed a lot of mistakes, sins. We have lots of shortcomings in our lives. We have missed lots of time, if not lots, maybe sometimes or most of the times, maybe less of the times. We have missed our duties, which was obligatory on us. So for any reason, but we have a lot of sin on our shoulder. And there's a beautiful ayah, Quran says, O people of faith, stand up for yourself and for your family. And in that ayah, Allah says, by praying, with the help of salat, by the help of praying, you can kill or you can eliminate or you can destroy all of your sinful actions or your sins. And it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So same here, in the month of Ramadan, Allah says, Imam Sadiq salam, Rasul al-Khuda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الرَّمَضَانِ لِأَنَّهُ يَرْمِزُ الزُّنُوبِ. So why Ramadan is called Ramadan? Because the meaning of Ramadan, Yarmido, is burning out something. So if this month burns out our sins, if we have a lot of sin, but if we fast, and my brother and sisters, we have to be very smart and we have to be sharp. We should know that what is the true meaning of fasting. Fasting is not only being hungry for the whole day. No, fasting means when you fast, your eyes fast, your nose fast, especially, very especially, your tongue fast. No more backbiting, no more lies, no more ghibah, no more hurting others, no more teasing others. Fasting means when you fast, you're fasting with your ear as well. You fast, you're fasting with your hands. You never touch haram. You never point out any haram. When you fast, you're fasting with your legs. Your legs are not going to take you anywhere where is haram happening. So make sure when you're fasting with your entire existence. The sign of that entire existence fasting is you're fasting from food. Yes, this is the very basic one. But the person who's fasting, he's going to take care of all his organs. Well, in this beautiful hadith, Imam Rasul Khuda, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الرَّمَضَانِ لِأَنَّهُ يَرْمِدُ الزُّنُوبِ. So you have a lot of sins on your shoulders. But when you fast, and when you truly fast with your entire existence, with all of your organs, basically you're burning out all sins what you have committed or what you have done. And this is the great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم. Ramadan Kareem, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem in the holy month of Ramadan. It's really, really emphasized, and it's also very valuable, okay, to recite the Quran Kareem more than before in the holy month of Ramadan. Yes, we really welcome you all, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, to our Quranic session. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 59, Surah Al-A'raf, on page 158. So brothers Hassan, Hussein and Adi Nasir have joined us for today's session. I really welcome them as they are opening the Quran on page 158. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, also please turn to page 158, Ayah 59, Surah Al-A'raf. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah once, and then inshallah we'll continue and we'll go through the tajweed points.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Laqad arsalna Nuhan ila qaumihi faqala ya qaumi ibudullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayruhu inni akhafu alaykum 'adaba yawmin 'azim.
That was a nice recitation, yes?
Yes.
Hope you've enjoyed it, inshallah. So, in the previous verses, Allah Almighty was talking about Tawheed, about Allah, yeah? About these things. And right from this ayah, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ, Allah Almighty talks about prophethood. All right?
Yeah.
Talks about Prophet Nuh, and then, inshallah, talks about Prophet Hud, Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, all about the prophets, especially about the ulul azm prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. He lived more than 900 years. Over 950, as Quran says, 950 years was his prophetic mission. All right?
Mm-hmm.
950 years. He embraced the religion of God. And he preached the religion of God. Invited his people to worship Allah Almighty. But he was not that successful because if the people were so, so wrongdoing. Okay? Wrongdoers, I mean. And Allah Almighty says in Ayah 59, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Let me read once. لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه. Certainly we sent Nuh to his people. فقال, Prophet Nuh عليه السلام said, يا قوم, O my people, أعبد الله, worship Allah. ما لكم من إله غيره. You have no other God besides him. Inni akhafu alaykum adhab yawmin azim. Indeed, I fear for you the punishment of a tremendous day. Yawmin azim means the day of judgment. one of the names of Day of Judgment is Yawmin
Azim.
Yeah, Azim. So the tremendous day, the very great day, in which great things happen. So Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was sent to his people. Let's explain some tajweed points, and then during the explanations, I will explain what happened. Okay?
Yes.
Laqad, make sure you read this
with a bouncing sound.
With a bouncing sound, with an echoing sound on the letter dal. Laqad. How do you read it, Hussein?
Laqad.
Ahsan. Laqad. Make sure the qa has a heavy sound. How do you read it, Ali Nasir, this time?
Laqad.
Ahsan. This is very beautiful. Hussein, read it.
Laqad.
Hassan.
Laqad.
Ahsan. لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله فقال قال. Make sure you pronounce it with a heavy sound. Alright. Next point about إشباعُ هاء الضمير. In the previous session we talked about it. Nuhan ila
qawmihi.
Qawmihi. What do we mean by ishba'u ha'il dhamir?
Yeah. To stretch the sound.
Stretching the sound of
ha.
Ha. The letter ha, which is a word actually.
Yeah.
It's a pronoun.
Yes.
Ila qawmihi. Qawm means, yeah, the nation, the people. He means him. Who is him? Prophet Nuh, qawmihi, his people. So that's a pronoun. So basically, you stretch it. The tajweed rules say you stretch it. Who, in the previous ayah, we had nabatuhu rabbihi ba'dihi falahu. Alright? So you stretch the sound of ha. Who, he. This is called Ishba'uha al-Dhamir. فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ قَوْمِ and اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. When you join them, what do you do?
The Hamzatul Was will skipped.
Will be skipped. So, يَا قَوْمِ اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ is changed to يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. Look, when the Prophet is sent, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam is sent to his people, what does he say to his people? Ya qawmi, u'budullah, worship God. So the first thing that the prophets were inviting people to do and to accept was
tawheed.
Yes? Mm-hmm. So if somebody does not believe in Allah Almighty, in the creator of the world, the universe, for sure he will never accept prophets. He will never accept the Quran. He will never accept the Imams. He will never accept the Qiyamah. Because they are in order. Step by step.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
ما لكم من إله غيره. There is no other God besides him for you. You should prove it for the people, especially for the kids when they grow up. From a very young age, you have to prove this for them. If our youngsters, some of our youngsters, okay, in Islamic communities, we see, yeah, of course, some of the Muslims do not pray. They do not fast, unfortunately. Okay, they are less, but they don't do. I mean, we have such kind of Muslims. It's because their belief is not okay. They don't believe in God that way. The way that the good Muslims do. in Christianity as well like that, in every religion. Okay, there are people who do not apply the rules of their religion, okay, in their life. So it's because their belief is not okay. That was a very beautiful point from this ayah I had to mention. So, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Let's mention the next tajweed point. مَا لَكُمْ مِمْ ساكن. لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ. The next word starts with ميم. Yes. There is an important rule.
إِدْغَام مِثْلَيْنِ.
إِدْغَام مِثْلَيْنِ. How do you read that?
مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ.
مَا لَكُمْ Extend the sound of?
ميم.
ما لكم من إله ما لكم Two counts. That's a very beautiful point. إله غيره إني
Yes.
You got two mad. Yes?
Yeah.
Hussein, tell us. Are these two mad, are they wajib to extend or no, you can ignore them? Look, غيره إني أخاف. Very simple. Jais or wajib?
They're jais.
Jais. The both. Reason, Anasir?
Yeah, because the both mad are in some prayed words.
Like the mad hamza, letters you mean?
Yeah, the mad letter and the hamza are not in the same word.
All right. So look, غيره, there is the mad letter.
Yes.
Wow. And inni, there is the hamza. So yeah. Hamza is in another word, the mad letter is in another word. Alright?
Yes.
So they are in two separate words. That's why it's jais to extend. You can ignore it.
Yeah.
The same as that. Inni akhafu. That's
the
it.
Same.
So, alaykum adhaba yawmin azim. The last point, and then we'll go to the recitation. Look, إني أخاف. Prophet says, Prophet Nuh says that I fear for you the punishment of a tremendous day. How blessed the prophets are! How merciful the prophets are! How kind the prophets are! How careful the prophets are! They really cared about their people. All right.
Yes.
So I will recite this ayah. Make sure you repeat after me. And brothers and sisters also, inshallah, will listen and repeat. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره
لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره
أحسن ما لكم extend the sound ما لكم من إله غيره إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم
ما لكم من إله غيره إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you for being with us till the end of this session. That's all from us for today. Ramadan Kareem. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. Brothers Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, thanks for being with us. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, thanks to Sevier International Schools Network for cooperations. See you then in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Sheikh Baghir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosrow Shahi.
Shahid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr.
He was born in Qadhimiyya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmoud Shahrudin was.
When we say Divan of Hafiz is a book of Irfan.
Mawlavi claims that this Masnavi Ma'navi is the interpretation of the Quran.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction into the religious and scholarly life of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite dignitaries, ulama and scholars all across the world of Islam during the history of Islam. For today's discussion, I have two very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Fadai, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about an outstanding figure, Shiite figure from Afghanistan, Sayyid Ismail Balkhi, mainly known as Allama Balkhi. He was among the clergy and the activists of Afghanistan, a Shiite one, a person who established different Shiite parties in Afghanistan and struggled very much for defending the rights of the Shiites over there. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some details about the early life and biography of Sayyid Ismail Balkhi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allama Sayyid Ismail Balkhi was born in 1299 and died in 1347. He lived actually in the 14th century. He was among the great scholars of Shia in Afghanistan. And of course, he studied in Hawazat al-Ilmiya, Islamic seminaries in Mashhad. And he took part also in the resistance of Masjid Gawharshad,
yes,
as it is mentioned in his life, in his biography. Then, of course, he was among the political activist figures of the Shayu in this region that was among the pioneers of the Shiite movements in Afghanistan. And he was also a poet,
yes,
who composed, it is said that more than 5,000, let's say, poems composed by him.
Yes.
The other point that we can mention, he is originally from Balkha, which is a region in the Balkh province in the north part of Afghanistan.
Is it originally related to the Shia population?
Yes, of course. Okay. Yeah. Mostly the people are there, Shia and Sadat.
Thank you very much. One of the outstanding points, Sheikh Fadai, about his life is his presence against Reza Khan in Gawharshad Mosque in Mashhad. What was the story exactly on that time? What took place in Gohashad Mosque in Mashhad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, one of the characteristics of Reza Shah was that he was, we can say, a West lover.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to change everything in his country, Iran, like it was in the Western countries.
Yes.
He had a Western kind of thought, and he didn't believe in Islamic way of thinking, and even in Iranian way of thinking. Because of the journeys he had to the different Western countries, he came to this point to change Iran in order, by his thought, in order to improve Iran. He had this illusion that improving means being Western.
Okay.
He wants to westernize Iranian culture.
Yes.
One of the actions that he did was to forbidden hijab and even changing the hats of men.
Mm-hmm.
Changing the,
you mean the
Iranian
hats
to Western hats.
That's the one, that's right.
He had an order that even the outfits of men should be like the clothes that Western
people
wear.
The costumes,
the costumes should be changed,
right.
Not
okay.
To have traditional costumes. At that time, Iranian scholars stood against him. And the first one was Ayatollah Sayyid Hussein Qumi. And they captured Ayatollah Qumi.
Yes.
And then in order to oppose this action, capturing Ayatollah Qumi, in Mashhad, the scholars gathered in the Holy Shrine of Imam Reza in mm-hmm. Masjid Gohashad.
Yes.
And they started to oppose Reza Shah. And at that time, Ayatollah Balkhi was in Iran and Mashhad.
Okay.
And he joined this resistance. So they had a resistance in Masjid Gohashad, and the army of Shah,
yes.
They attacked people.
Yes.
They killed a lot of people, and even they sent some of the scholars to exile
mm-hmm.
at that time. Ayatollah Balkhi and Ayatollah Buhlul
yes.
from Mashhad.
Yes.
They were together at that time. They were friends. And they tried to clarify the subject for people
mm-hmm.
that this action shouldn't be done. We shouldn't westernize an Islamic country like Iran
yes.
because it could be a beginning step to do that and to imitate that in other countries like
yes.
Afghanistan and like Turkey.
Yes.
Like.
Okay.
So they too, I mean, Sayyid Ismail Balkhi and Ayatollah Buhlul, they started to clarify the subject for people. And after that attack, they had to escape to Afghanistan
uh-huh.
together.
Okay, that's right.
But they even continued the movement in Afghanistan and
yes.
never stopped.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, after his achievements in Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ismail Balkhi returns to Afghanistan and establishes Irshad Party over there. Let's talk a little bit about the situation of the Afghanistan on that time. Was, for example, a Shiite one ruling over the country? If not, what were the achievements and the struggles of people like Sayyid Ismail Balkhi in order to spread Shiite Islam over there?
As it was rightly mentioned by our brother that unfortunately in the three countries, Turkey, Iran, and Afghanistan, in the beginning of the 20th century, there were three great kings, Atatürk in Turkey, Reza Khan in Iran, and Amanullah in Afghanistan. These three kings tried a lot to westernize their countries.
Okay.
In Turkey, Atatürk succeeded, But in Iran, due to the resistance of the ulama and the scholars, and later to the Islamic revolution, this Pahlavi kingdom could not succeed. Same was the case with the kings in Afghanistan. They tried a lot to completely westernize the country, but the ulama and the scholars resisted against Amanullah Khan, and then they toppled down Amanullah Khan. And then the rest of the kings who came later after this Amanullah, they were mainly their ideas were like in accordance with the ulama and the scholars. Mainly, but of course, when it comes to the king Zahir Shah,
yes.
Zahir Shah was also a kind of modernized kind of figure in the history of Afghanistan. That's why this process of modernization to some extent continued, that against whom the scholars of Afghanistan resisted, because at the end of the kingdom of Zahir Shah, then there was Daud Khan who yes. actually started what we can say, Islamic, he made Afghanistan, changed a kingdom to Republican kind of system.
Okay.
And then at the end of this time, unfortunately, these leftists, I mean the communists and socialists supported by Soviet Union, they came to Afghanistan and raised in Afghanistan. So in all these process, we have some great scholars who resisted. Among them is Sayyid Ismail Balkhi,
yes.
the martyr Sayyid Ismail Balkhi. He was a revolutionary figure. He was not only resisted against this kind of modernization only in Afghanistan, as you see, but also in Iran, in Iraq. Even in Iraq, he presented lots of lectures, revolutionary lectures, yes. that he was exiled from Iraq. And then when he came to Iran, he again resisted against yes. Reza Shah, and he was again exiled from Iran as well. But finally, he got martyred in Afghanistan, okay. because of his revolutionary kind of figure and all his resistance.
Irshad Party was one of them, isn't
it? Yes, one of them that was established yes. by him. Who
was it a Shiite-based
yeah,
party?
Shiite, but Sunnis were also the members of this.
Sunnis were also, yes. And one of the achievements was the unity between the Shiites and the Sunnis against this modern look, Sheikh Fadai, in Afghanistan on that time. So many letters were sent by him to different, and so many messages were sent to him to different ulama of different countries. And he truly felt this commitment to get back to his country, Afghanistan, and spend the rest of his life in defend of Shia Islam, although it was very much dangerous for him.
Yes, you know, if we want to gather our points about his life to one term, we can get to this term, Basira,
yes.
as our supreme leader always focus on this term, Basira. Basira, as Supreme Leader mentioned, means to understand everything around you. You know, Sayyid Ismail Balkhi could successfully and completely understand what is the conspiracy of enemies. You know, first of all, enemies try to destroy Islam by attacking a lot. And then when they come to among Muslims, they want to destroy the union of Muslims.
Yes.
For example, the phenomenon of Kashf al-Hijab means to taking off the hijab from women
yes.
was one of the actions that he stood against that. But after he lost his opportunity in Iraq and Iran, which is not very easy to say, you know, mm-hmm. for a scholar having this opportunity to study and teach in Iraq at that time, the Hawza of Najaf, and in Iran, in Hawza yes. of Mashhad and Qom, it was a very, very significant opportunity for scholars and his students of Hawza.
Yes.
After he lost these two great opportunities, he never stopped. He went back to his country, Afghanistan.
Yes.
But again there, he continued his job. What was his job at that time? To strengthen the unity of Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he was in Iran, the duty was to stand against Reza Shah and his westernizing. When he was in Afghanistan, the most important problem was disunity of Muslims. So
yes.
that was his duty at that time. And he could gather people together, even
yes.
at the party of Irshad, which mainly was a Shiite party, but as my brother mentioned, even Sunni people were were in that party.
Yes.
So a party which is political and religious,
yes,
so had a combination of Sunni and Shia. Mm-hmm. That is the pattern for unity. It means that we together, Sunni and Shia, should make our country build, yes, and country and stay in front of enemy. That is okay. Why he did very good and he was successful at that achievements.
That's right. He was also an outstanding poet, and most of his poems were concerned with the struggles in Afghanistan, how the kings of that time want to keep the country backward and they do not let the other people with different ideas to talk about, including the Shiite ones. His poems in Persian language are really rich in terms of content. In the year 1347, after 14 years imprisonment, he passed away and he got martyred, in fact, in 1347 in Ali Abad Hospital in Kabul, and he was buried over there. May Allah bless the soul of this outstanding man, martyr Sayyid Ismail Balkhi, also the founder of Irshad Party in Afghanistan. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstudy.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode and introducing another outstanding Shiite dignitary in the program, the teacher. God bless you all. Yaman.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio. Herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
The last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Last Savior. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Islamic researcher, Brother Alavian. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, Brother Alavian, we want to continue our discussion regarding the missions of the Sahabi, or a special Sahabi, Ashab al-Khas, of Imam al-As, Imam al-Mahdi, Ajalallah, may Allah hasten his reappearance. In our two previous programs, you talked about two types of missions, struggling against oppression or zulm, and struggling against deviation.